In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Sometime in the 1980s, there was a movie out called The Poor Little Rich Girl. It was the story of Barbara Hutton, the Woolworth heiress. Barbara was born into what many would think of as the dream life. Her family was rich. But like many with who from the outside seem to have everything, life isn't always as it seems. At a young age, Barbara loses her mother to suicide. Her financier father pawns her off on her grandfather, the five and dime king, F.W. Woolworth. He dies shortly afterwards, and then she goes to live with relatives in California. When her great-grandmother dies, Barbara finds herself a multi-millionaire, and she moves back to New York with her father. By adulthood, Hutton hasn't formed any lasting friendships. But with her good looks, her vast fortune, and her enjoyment of a good party, men swarm like flies, leading to 8 unhappy marriages and 1 very neglected son. Each of her divorces take place in the public eye, and each add to her isolation and her misery. In the end, she dies alone and broke. Not a happy life, to say the very least. Now, although this seems like an extreme case, there are countless stories about how money does not buy happiness. Whether for the rich and famous, for lottery winners, or for people who spend their lives working hard to make a lot of money. People for whom being rich is the priority, who seem to miss out on what life is truly about. They seem to spend all of their time and their money trying to find happiness in things, in new experiences, and in empty, superficial relationships, none of which feeds them, brings them true joy, or helps them find their way to God. Today we hear from Luke's version of the Beatitudes. Rather than the Sermon on the Mount that we hear in Matthew, we get the Sermon on the Plain, as we hear that this takes place on a level place. And unlike Matthew's version, where we hear "Blessed are the poor in spirit," Luke tells us, "Blessed are you that are poor." These are 2 different messages. One of these we can perhaps all relate to. Being poor in spirit is something that perhaps we all might find ourselves in at one time or another in our lives. However, although I do not consider myself rich by any means, I am certainly far from what most of us would consider poor. So if we don't have Barbara Hutton's problems and we aren't poor, what does this Sermon on the Plain mean for us? Jesus was indeed talking to people who were poor. They were poor, they were abused, they were tired, they were hopeless, they were oppressed. Their lives were difficult. And Jesus didn't come to suddenly make them all rich, to shower them with their heart's desires of material goods, and take all of that away. Of all the things he healed them of, we we don't ever hear that he ended their poverty with a mere touch. What he did come to do was bring about the kingdom of God and show them that they had the power to change the world, to change their world, if they focused on the right things, the things of God. The rich in Jesus' day were often rich off the backs of the poor, cooperating with the Romans, oppressing those under them, ignoring the pain and the suffering around them. They had their eyes and their hearts on the wrong things. Jesus did not want those poor to be yearning after that life. But Jesus wasn't just talking to the poor there. Jesus was talking to his disciples in that crowd. He was trying to shift their focus from lusting after what the rich have to seeking after what God offers, to seeing how that can change everything. Because Jesus was teaching them how to be a community, how to care for one another, how to share what you have with those who have less. Remember the, if you have two coats, give one to someone who doesn't have one? Be kind. Seek justice and not revenge. Love, not hate. Peace, not violence. This will bring about God's kingdom right here before your eyes. This will find you and fill you and lead you in ways you can't even imagine. This will bring joy into your lives if you truly choose to live God's dream for God's people. Everyone would have enough. It means to be filled body and soul. Again, so what does this have to do with those of us who are not poor? And again, one of the most important parts of the passage is he looked up at his disciples and said, Jesus was talking to his disciples, to those who had chosen to follow him. So he is saying this to us. Yes, to us who might not be poor, but who can lose our focus, who can become consumed after seeking after what we don't have, spending time and energy looking for happiness on material things, the next exciting experience, empty, superficial relationships, anything besides what truly brings us closer to God, what fills us and brings us joy. Jesus is speaking to those of us who can forget what it means to be a part of a community of God's children, caring for one another, lifting each other up, sharing what we have so that there is enough for everyone. He's talking to those of us who are able to help bring about the relief of another's suffering because we have enough to share, because we are disciples of Christ. And because we are charged with making God's dream for all God's people come true. And that is so that all know the kingdom of God. All will be filled all will know joy. Jesus is inviting us to live a different way of life, to change the world, and in doing so, to be the blessing. I'd like to close with a prayer. Those of us who sometimes lose our way, forget what is truly important, where our eyes, our hearts should be focused, called a prayer for when we've lost our way again, by Emuna Okoro. Merciful Lord, sometimes it seems like we can't help but lose our way again and again. Our hearts long to follow you, but you know the way of the human heart. You know how in our misguided longings, we veer off our journeying to you and begin to chart our own ways by false starts and distorted visions. Forgive us. Forgive us for all the times we are tempted by the hints of light instead of remaining steered by the assurance of light. Forgive us when we forget that we are already claimed by you, loved by you, and purposed for you. Forgive us when we allow ourselves to shape and be shaped by voices and words that do not bring life, create life, nurture life, sustain life, or resurrect life. Merciful God, help us find our way again. Turn us back towards the road spotted with your other pilgrims, wayfarers, and repentant servants. Remind us that your way is the way of returning. Guide us by your Spirit and by your light. Make us remember the power of the Spirit within us. Make us remember the gifts of our minds, our hearts, and our bodies that you have bestowed on us, that we would use them to honor the directives and the invitations you lay upon us. We know that our ways are not your ways, and we thank you for this. Help us trust your ways over our ways. Remind us of your faithfulness as you forgive us our short memory. In your immeasurable love, grace, mercy, and wisdom, do not abandon us regardless of how often we lose our way. Place your wounded hands upon our broken hearts and turn us towards you. Lord of light, Lord of the life, Lord of resurrection. Amen.